SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli soldiers are battling Hamas fighters in the streets of southern Israel and launching retaliation strikes across Gaza. Israeli media outlets say the death toll from Hamas's wide-scale incursion has risen to 600. President Biden says he has reassured Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of American support for the Jewish state.
I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop.
Also on SRNnews.com, the deadly fighting between Israeli and Palestinian groups is affecting air travel to the region.
Airlines canceled more than 80 flights to and from Tel Aviv so far this weekend because of the violence. FlightAware is reporting Delta and American Airlines canceled flights from New York's JFK Airport to Tel Aviv. United Airlines also canceled a flight Saturday from San Francisco and turned around another jet that had already taken off over Greenland, ordering it back to California. German carrier Lufthansa canceled several of its flights between Frankfurt and Tel Aviv. Air travelers need to contact their airlines for updates on the Israeli situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S.-Mexico border and immigration are creating political and security challenges for President Biden. Even some of his top allies worry about those issues' effects on his reelection chances. Two moves by Biden this week to approve border wall construction and deportations of some Venezuelans angered conservatives and liberals alike. Men dug through rubble with their bare hands and shovels in western Afghanistan today. They were desperate attempts to pull victims from the wreckage of a powerful earthquake that killed at least 2,000 people. This is SRN News. Canada has a homosexual hiring program.
It's aimed at construction companies. If they hire people who claim to be LGBT, they can receive cash payouts of up to $10,000 per hire. Individuals who identify as a racial minority, a female, or disabled will also qualify the company for that bonus. The stated goal of the program is to get more homosexuals to be construction workers. It's not clear whether companies are taking advantage. In British Columbia, there's still $4 million left in the fund. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked a Wisconsin school district's policy of allowing students to change their names and gender pronouns without parental consent. Circuit Judge Michael Maxwell ruled that the Kettle Moraine School District's policy violates the rights of parents to make medical decisions for their children. A group of moms and dads filed suit in 2021 accusing district officials of improperly using a male name and male pronouns. This is SRN News. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan is warning about the dangers which China poses to the U.S. The former Marine believes GOP differences about military funding for Ukraine could be resolved if framed in the larger context of threats posed by China.
I'm talking about Xi Jinping and China is something that actually unites a lot of Republicans. It doesn't divide us, and I think we have to start talking about it in that way and ditch the phrase Ukraine supplemental and talk about the broader context of the authoritarian challenges that we're facing with China as the pacing threat for this century.
Sullivan spoke with the Salem Radio Network. UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. The strike on Thursday turned its Seoul cafe to rubble and killed nearly 52 people. More details at SRNnews.com.